This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. Three new crew members from the U.S., Russia, and Japan are scheduled to arrive today at the International Space Station aboard a Soyuz TMA-17. The FAA has awarded $90 million to Port Columbus Airport in Ohio to build a new south runway and create enough spacing between the north and south runways for simultaneous operations. Citizens Against Government Waste says a $2.5 billion earmark for 10 unneeded C-17s and another $465 million for the redundant F-136 engine program are its top examples of wasteful earmarks in the 2010 defense budget. The U.S. Department of Transportation has announced a new three-hour hard limit before airlines are required to allow passengers off a plane and into the terminal in a tarmac stranding. But the rule preserves security, safety, and airport operations as valid excuses to ignore the three-hour limit. Airports Council International North America, a lobby group for airports, suggests the new DOT rule will be of value. Air Transport Association President James May warns consumers will not be happy with the rule's unintended consequences. Two flight attendants are preparing to sue the FAA and Weather Service International for shortcomings they say led to their injuries in turbulence on Christmas morning 2007. Kurt Barnhart, professor and head of the Kansas State University's Department of Aviation, has been elected president of the University Aviation Association. And Deputy Sheriff Dan Hodes, who lost both legs when hit by a car while helping a stranded motorist, will receive a Bombardier-funded Able Flight scholarship to pursue his dream to become a pilot. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. We have only three editions left of the Aero News special feature for 2009, and I'm going to spend them starting today with ANN CEO and Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell, recalling the first 10 years of Aero News Network, a milestone we reached last month. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.